Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in this crazy world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, it feels like the noise is getting louder every day, right? Between our phones buzzing constantly, news cycles that feel like a never-ending roller coaster, and social media showing us everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, finding peace can feel like searching for a unicorn in a haystack. But guess what? It's not impossible. We're here to crack the code together and unlock some real strategies for finding calm amidst the chaos. So, buckle up. Grab your favorite beverage. I'm rocking a green smoothie today, by the way, and let's dive into five game changers that can help you tap out of overstimulation and reclaim your inner zen. First up, we got to talk about boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like someone just hit the go button on life and you're caught in a spin cycle you can't escape? Setting clear boundaries is like having an invisible force field around your energy. It's about saying no to things that drain you, whether it's taking on extra work, answering every email that pings, or constantly scrolling through social media. Remember, you are not obligated to be everything to everyone all the time. Next up, let's talk tech detox. I get it. Our phones are practically extensions of ourselves these days. They're our cameras, our entertainment systems, our news sources, and our connection to friends and family. But let's be honest, they can also be a major source of overstimulation. Think about it, notifications popping up every 5 seconds, endless news feeds, and the pressure to constantly be connected can leave your brain fried. So, how do we strike that balance? It's all about creating designated tech-free zones in your life. Speaking of mindful moments, let's talk about the power of deep breaths. Seriously, a few well-placed deep breaths can work wonders for calming your nervous system and bringing you back to center. Ever notice how, when you're stressed or anxious, your breathing gets shallow and rapid? That's your body's fight or flight response kicking in. Deep, intentional breaths signal to your body that it's time to relax. Try this. Inhale deeply through your nose for a count of 4, hold it for 4, then exhale slowly through your mouth for another 4. Repeat a few times and watch the tension melt away. Now, let's talk about the importance of movement. I'm not saying you have to become a marathon runner, but even a little bit of physical activity can make a big difference in reducing stress and boosting your mood. Think walks in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, or simply stretching your body. Exercise is like a magic potion for your brain, releasing endorphins that help you feel happier and more relaxed. Lastly, let's talk about something that's often overlooked, self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Oh, it's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be reading a good book, listening to calming music, spending time with loved ones, or simply doing nothing at all. Whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge, make sure you're prioritizing it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media, feeling that familiar pang of comparison as you see everyone else living their seemingly perfect lives. Your heart starts racing, your mind races faster, and suddenly, the world feels like it's spinning out of control. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, put your phone down, and step outside for a walk in nature. The fresh air fills your lungs, the birds are singing, and you start to feel that tension melt away. That's the power of these simple strategies. They can help you tap out of overstimulation and reclaim your sense of peace. So, here's the deal. Remember your boundaries, detox from tech when needed, breathe deeply, get moving, and prioritize self-care. These are your secret weapons for navigating a chaotic world and finding calm amidst the storm. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of sanity. And let me know what strategies you find most helpful in the comments below. See you on the next episode. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.